Exercise number 6. Clear falsetto. Now it's debatable as to what is falsetto and what is head voice. Because I can be in falsetto and suddenly bring my chords together. People say, well, that's falsetto with a heady quality. But what happens when it's completely clear? Then I add pharyngeal. Suddenly, I'm in mix. To get to this, you simply flip into falsetto.
Hey!
And add G to it.
Gee, 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 gee.
Too much gee.
Gee, 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 gee.
Will result in too clear of a tone quality. But if you want that sound,
gee, 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 gee.
Then you're going to move towards mix.
Gee, 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 gee.
Lighter.
Ki 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 ki.
Lighter.
Ki 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 ki.
It goes from gi to ki, ka, because of the plosive nature of the ka. Rather than the chord closure of the ga, you allow more airflow across the vocal cords. What this does is it sets the vocal cord in place for the desired breathiness. So, I might take this phrase and say,
kiki, kiki,
if I want to be breathy, or clear, more of a closed G.
Kiki, kiki,
or even more, a pressured gi, gi, holding on to the G for an uncomfortable amount of time till the chord closure is clear. The men.
Kiki, kiki.